Pinna.
While you may have heard the name Carnegie Hall in relation to music and live performance, do you know that it also has educational online resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12, where they can learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Kids can check out games like Animal or Instrument, where kids listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or they can interact with Musical Explorers Around the World Map, which teaches kids different musical traditions from all over the planet. Carnegie Hall Kids ignites imagination in children with activities that both encourage musical curiosity and develop knowledge of musical concepts. So start their musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. So, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? You point and click.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name is Adam Gitwitz. I'm an author. I'm also a storyteller. I like telling all kinds of stories, but I especially like telling grim fairy tales. You may think you know grim fairy tales, and you may think that they are sweet and boring. But listen, those tales you heard were the cute, happy, little kid bedtime versions of the grim tales. The original grim fairy tales aren't like that at all. They're weird, and sometimes gross. And often scary. In other words, they're grim. And I'm about to walk into a classroom and tell one of the original grim tales to a bunch of kids. Do you want to join me? Do you want to hear a grim fairy tale? Let me help you decide. On a scale of grim, grimmer, and grimmest, the story I'm going to tell today is grimmest. There is a lot of death. People we like even die. Also, a girl has to marry someone she does not want to marry. And the ending of the tale is weird. If I get to a part of the story and you start to feel scared or uncomfortable, this is what you could do. You could turn down the volume and count to 5, then turn the volume back up. If it still seems like a part you don't want to hear, just turn the volume down and count to 5 again. You know how much weird and gross and scary you're ready for. You know what you need. Okay, I'm at the classroom door now. There are kids inside, waiting to hear a grim fairy tale. So, are you coming in? Grim, grimmer, grimmest.
All right. This next story is a little bit creepy.
Yay!
Yes. Creepiness for real.
It's called The Singing Bone.
Yay. That sounds weird.
It is.
Once upon a time, a giant wild boar was terrorizing a kingdom.
You guys know what a wild boar is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a giant pig with tusks.
Exactly right. Can anyone now terrorize this room like a wild boar? No, don't do that. Never mind.
Now, this was no ordinary wild boar. This monstrous creature ruined farmers' fields, killed cattle, and ripped up people's bodies with its tusks. Some of the bravest people in the kingdom tried to kill the monster, but it ran so fast, had such a thick hide, and charged with such strength that each one of the brave men and women died a horrible death. The king was so desperate to rid his kingdom of this creature that he promised his daughter's hand in marriage to anyone who could kill the wild boar.
What do you think of that?
That's fair.
Is it fair? Is it fair?
The princess kills the boar.
Oh, good question. Yes?
Once again, we experience some random
people getting married once they just met.
With strangers.
With strangers.
Totally.
In the middle of nowhere with their parents betting lives.
Exactly. This king's daughter, the princess, didn't want to marry anyone.
But her father did not ask her opinion about it, which, as you all know, is totally and completely unfair. Now, elsewhere in this kingdom were two brothers, sons of a poor man. The younger brother saw the devastation that the wild boar created and wept for the poor victims of the boar's tusks. He declared,
I will kill this boar, no matter the cost.
His older brother was terrified of the boar and didn't much care about who the boar killed as long as it didn't kill him. But he certainly didn't want his little brother killing the boar and marrying the princess. He was the older brother, and if either brother would marry the princess, it should be him.
What do you think of the older brother?
Rude.
He's rude.
Selfish, mean, horrible older brother.
I like that voice.
He doesn't want happiness from his
brother.
He doesn't care about
So both brothers went to the king and announced that they would kill the boar. It was decided that the elder brother would enter the forest from the south, where the boar mostly stayed, and the younger brother would enter the forest from the north, and they would each walk toward the center of the forest in hopes of spotting the great beast. And so the next morning, they set out. The younger brother entered the forest from the north, scared but determined. He hadn't gone very far when he saw a little man sitting under a tree.
Yes?
Is it?
Don't say it.
A blue?
No.
Smurf.
It's not a Smurf!
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 Is it
a wiggle? Smurf! The wheel!
The little man eyed the younger brother suspiciously. He called out,
What are you doing here?
And the younger brother answered,
I've come to kill the boar.
The little man smirked.
Sure you have. And what have you brought to kill the boar with?
The younger brother held up a spear of strong oak. The little man scoffed.
The only thing that spear will do is get you killed. When that hits the boar, it'll splinter like a toothpick, and the boar will split you from belly to chin.
That did not sound good to the younger brother.
Oh, what do you recommend?
What do I recommend?
Laughed the little man.
I recommend you run from these woods as fast as you can if you want to live another day. You've got a dark cloud hanging over your head.
The younger brother looked above him. He didn't see a dark cloud.
Is that what the little man meant? What does it mean?
It's like a saying.
It's a saying that means what?
Something very bad is going to happen.
You have bad luck, dude.
But the younger brother said,
I must kill the boar. Too many innocent people have died. Too many cattle killed. Too many farms ruined. I must.
Well, the younger brother seemed so earnest, so good and kind and well-meaning, that the little man took pity on him.
All right, you soft-hearted pup. If you want to kill the boar, take this iron spear with you and your courage. But be warned, I see that dark cloud above you as clear as I see my hand. Be careful.
And the little man handed the younger brother a long black spear made of the strongest iron. The younger brother thanked the little man, took the iron spear, and promised to be careful.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The younger brother journeyed on for a while until he heard a sound like thunder. It was coming closer and closer. From the brush behind him, the boar appeared. The younger brother spun around. The boar was huge, almost the size of a full-grown bull. Its tusks were long and sharp and brown with the dried blood of its victims. The boar charged, and the ground shook, and the younger brother was terrified. But he planted the butt of the iron spear on the ground, anchored it with his foot, and pointed the tip of the spear at the boar's heart.
Okay, what sound does it make when a humongous boar crashes into an iron spear with the young man behind the spear? What?
The boar crashed into the spear, and the iron spear broke the boar's heart. It drove through the boar's chest and split the boar's heart in two. And the huge boar fell down, dead. The younger brother picked up the boar's dead body, hoisted it over his shoulders, and carried it south to see if he could find his older brother. Meanwhile, his older brother hadn't even started looking for the boar. He had found an inn at the southern edge of the forest, where there was much eating and merriment. He felt a bit hungry, so he went in and had a lot to eat and a lot to drink, and eventually he thought,
"Why would I go hunt the boar? If I just stay here, it'll either kill my brother and I can go back home, or my brother won't find it and I can still go back home. And what's the chance that my brother kills the boar? Zilch. If he does, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it."
What does it mean, "I'll cross that bridge when I get to it"?
Meaning like if it does happen, in the unlikely case that it does happen, we'll improvise it.
Exactly right.
After some hours of drinking, the older brother exited the inn, only to see his younger brother approaching with the boar slung over his shoulders. The older brother couldn't believe it. The younger brother told him everything that had happened, and the older brother pretended to be happy for his younger brother. But in his heart, the older brother was overcome with jealousy. Together they walked out of the forest, back toward the castle. The younger brother was carrying the boar, looking like a conquering hero. The older brother was carrying the iron spear, like his younger brother's squire or servant. The older brother's jealousy curdled his heart, like milk going sour. As they were crossing a bridge, the older brother snuck up behind the younger brother and swung the iron spear.
Yes?
He technically did the phrase on a bridge.
Right, he said, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, right? Now they're crossing a bridge.
And he does it.
The older brother snuck up behind the younger brother and swung the iron spear at his brother's head and crushed his skull. And the younger brother fell down, dead.
What did it happen?
Then the older brother loaded the younger brother's pockets with stones and threw him over the bridge into the river. The older brother slung the boar over his shoulders and headed for the castle.
Hey everybody, I just killed the boar.
Not.
He hadn't walked far when he came across the little man. The little man eyed the older brother suspiciously. He said to the older brother,
"May I have my spear back?"
The older brother looked at the iron spear.
"This is yours?"
"It is."
"Well, it's too heavy for me to carry," said the older brother.
He thrust it back at the little man and started on again. But the little man said,
"Not so fast. I see a dark cloud forming above your head. It hasn't finished forming yet, but it will make for a terrible storm when it does."
Dun, dun, dun!
The older brother looked up. He didn't see anything above his head. He muttered,
"Crazy old fool."
And he continued on to the castle. When the older brother arrived at the castle, he announced that he had killed the boar and saved the kingdom. There was great celebration. The boar was skinned and roasted. Before sitting down to feast, the king and the older brother waited for the younger brother to emerge from the forest. When he did not, the older brother said that the boar must have killed him, so they might as well get on with their celebration. So they did, and once the food was gone, the king kept his promise, and the older brother and the princess were married. Which was completely unfair to the princess, because she had made it very clear that she did not want to marry anyone. Some years went by, and the older brother grew fat and happy as the prince of the kingdom, while the princess was miserable. One day, a young girl went fishing from the bridge by the forest.
She pulled up a fish that said, "I was actually a man, and if you kiss me, I'll turn back into a man."
That would be a totally different fairy tale.
As she was fishing, she saw something smooth and white sticking up from the sand at the side of the river. She climbed down and pulled it out. It was a little bone.
The name of the story is called
Maybe the boy will start singing.
Let's find out.
She thought it must be from a young goat or sheep. The girl took it home with her and, with help from her mother, carved it into a little flute. She blew into the bone flute, and the flute made the strangest sound. It was beautiful, but it sounded like a song. A song with words. These words.
"Brother killed me and threw me in the water. Then he went to the castle to marry the king's daughter."
The young girl and her mother were so frightened that they ran to the castle and asked to see the king, and the king alone. They showed the king the singing bone and blew in it again.
"My brother killed me and threw me in the water. Then he went to the castle to marry the king's daughter."
The king was horrified. He asked the young girl to lead him and his marshals to the bridge where she'd found the bone. They dug in the sand by the river and found a whole skeleton with just a single bone missing. When the king returned to the castle, he called the older brother before him. The king said to the older brother,
"I have a question. We've recently caught a murderer who is guilty of slaying his own brother."
Dun, dun, dun!
When the older brother heard this, he became nervous and shifted from foot to foot. The king went on.
"What punishment should such an evil man suffer?"
What do you all think? What would be the right punishment?
The same thing that he did to his brother.
The older brother wanted to show the king that he was a man of stern justice and that his conscience was clear. So the older brother said,
"Put the man in a sack and throw him in the river."
And the king replied,
"Indeed, we shall."
And his marshals grabbed the older brother and put him in a sack and threw him in the river, where he drowned. Then the younger brother's bones were taken and buried in the churchyard, and a great monument was built to him for slaying the wild boar. And the princess was allowed to live the rest of her life just as she wished. And when the king died, she became queen, and she ruled justly and well and lived happily ever after.
The end.
Why didn't he just kill the boar with it so he can get his daughter?
You know, I feel like these little men in these stories, they never like, maybe they're crazy. They never want to get involved, but sometimes they will help you get involved.
That doesn't make any sense.
Grim, Grimmer, Grimmest is a Pinna original production, created, written, and narrated by me, Adam Gidwitz, author of A Tale Dark and Grim, produced and edited by Ilana Milner, casting and voice direction by Paula Gammon-Wilson, sound design and mixing by Beat Street NYC, location recording by Jason Gambrell and Evan Viola, characters voiced by Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Billy Bob Thompson, Sinofia Mitchell, David Wills, George Lambert, H.D. Quinn, Kaylin Lee Clinton, Kylie Claxton, Lori Himes, Mark Thompson, Marka Bartolo, and Tom Weiland. Special thanks to the staff and students at Brooklyn Friends School and Manhattan Country School. You guys are awesome.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.